Well, hello, level 13. Today will be a little bit different because I decided to hit the record button early, which means you get to watch me start the meeting. Well, you don't get to watch me. You get to hear me start the meeting, which ironically makes no noise. I don't know that that's really irony, though. I just started the meeting. It's 5:53 p.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Let's see how long it takes for Scott to show up into the room. It's a very lonely room. It's just me. Not quite as big as a room. Anyway, usually when I do this, he just pops up all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, just like, boom, I'm here. I've been here all along. But not today. No, today he is not here. He is not there. Let's see. Let me find something else to distract myself while I wait for him to arrive. 72-hour beef Wellington. Does it take a long time for beef Wellington to cook? Is that a thing? Hey, by the way, do me a favor. I don't know how many people listen to these pre and post show. If you're listening to this pre-show right now, head over to our Discord and just say, yes, I am listening. Just so I know. Just, you know, you don't have to, but it would be nice if you would do it, because then I would have, you know, kind of an idea of who's listening. I know Scott's listening. Scott, you don't have to do it, because Scott pesters me all the time. He's like, have you posted it yet? 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 And so I know that he's listening to it. Oh, but if he's not listening to it, that would really suck, because it's like, dude, why are you pestering me for posting it and you're not even listening to it? So, and I take it back. Scott, you should also participate in there. Yes, I'm listening. Just put that in the Discord. He's not here yet. That's really weird. I figured it would be moments before he arrived, and it's now taking minutes, and more minutes. Let's see what's in the old Trello today. Let's see. Oh, we're going to talk about Drew. We're going to talk about religious furniture squatting, healthcare, and Scott's burned friend. And I think that's it. And we might talk about Chick-fil-A. Might talk about restaurants or schools. Might talk about 8mm movie transfer, which I just thought about right this moment. Aren't you glad that you don't pay anything for level 13? Because I'm just babbling. Hey, look, Scott has shown up. Let's admit him. What was that? Dragnet?
Yes, it was Dragnet with a throat full of phlegma.
Is phlegma related to phlegm?
Phlegma in the tubes. Mm-hmm. It's a line from one of Nessa's favorite films.
Cabaret?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I have put some stuff on the Trello. I see you've put some stuff on the Trello.
And God has put some stuff on the Trello.
Did God put stuff on the Trello?
God is good. God is great.
I miss, do you listen to The Geeky Gay every day?
I do indeed listen to The Geeky Gay every day.
Hasn't been there for a couple of days.
I know, because isn't he skiing now?
He is. There's all kind of pictures of Christian Messer all over Facebook today because he passed.
Yes. Can we avoid that topic?
Oh, wasn't going to talk about it. I didn't actually know him very well, so I had nothing really to say. I mean, it's obviously tragic that anyone dies. But I just thought it was not funny. Funny's not the right word, but juxtaposed to, here's all these pictures of Christian Messer and really nice things to say about him because he passed. And then Mittens has got, I just made it to the ski resort. Uh-oh. It's just like, that was my feed today. Death, 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 death. Ski!
Ski! Well, you know, life does go on, don't it?
It does.
What in the world is religious furniture squatting?
Yes. Yes, we will talk about it.
Oh, okay. You're going to save it for me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got that, and I've got it correct. Digger tweets me, your husband, Drew, is 58, not 57. Because I said on our last show that he was 57. Mm-hmm. So Digger knows my husband's age. I do not.
In fairness, he has a December birthday, right?
Yes, he does.
And those are tricky because it's near the end of the year and you get confused about... I do this with my sister-in-law all the time. Her birthday is March 31st. Yet I consistently, every single year, say, wait, is your birthday the 30th or the 31st? Mm-hmm. it's one of those last day of the month.
I see you've got Chick-fil-A and restaurants or schools and those look all fascinating.
Okay. Well, most of them are evergreen. The Chick-fil-A has to do with the feelings that the gay community has towards Chick-fil-A and Cracker Barrel, and juxtaposed with what the corporations themselves are now doing. And that was we kind of touched on it on a pre-show in Mix Minus, and you said, oh, we can talk about that on Elvis. But it's just more one of those, you know, we should give them a second, you know, if they're making moves towards us, we should also move towards them. That seems only fair if we're just boycotting them because they refuse to see our point. And if they come around to our point, we can meet them halfway. We don't have to compromise, but we can meet them halfway.
We also have to make sure that they are not throwing great handfuls of money toward people who are actively fighting against us.
But then those get very dicey as well. We can talk about it. But I don't, I mean, it's evergreen. We can talk about that at any time. We don't necessarily need to talk about that today. Restaurant or schools.
Evergreen.
Restaurant or schools was a thought that I had the other day because I saw all kind of headlines, and I read a couple of the articles, that the flu is all but non-existent this year.
Yeah, I heard that too. Made me laugh.
So I was thinking in my head, it's like, wait, so is it because schools are, you know, the kids are from home, and so you don't have that, the kids spreading germs to each other and then transmitting to the parents and everything. And then I got to thinking about it. I'm like, wait, is it schools or is it restaurants? It's like, is the American restaurant just custom tailor-made for super spreading's flu? Because when we pay our servers $0 and they make zero money unless they show up and do work, it encourages them to show up even though they're sick, even though they're spreading illness. You know, the same with the chefs in the back and the cooks in the back. It's like, is it the restaurants or the schools? I don't actually have an answer. I was just thinking, it's like, if the flu is non-existent this year, what exactly is that? And maybe we can figure out how to do that in the future.
Okay. Anyway. An 8mm movie transfer.
So yeah, I bought that machine to transfer my 8mm. And it worked. Out of 28mm rolls that I gave it, it worked on like 11 of them, and it had problems with the other ones. And so I just shipped it back because it was not working on any of my Super 8s. And so I decided, you know what? I have 4K cameras that we use for our YouTube channel and everything. I could just set up a projector and then put my 4K camera on a tripod, you know, and record it that way. And it would get just as good, if not better, quality of the scan. So, and a projector, an 8mm movie projector, is a couple hundred dollars, not $400.
Are you kidding me? They still sell?
Well, they're used because they don't make them anymore, but there's people that are selling them. Like here, I just saw one on Amazon. A super 8mm, 8mm movie projector type 2. And I believe this
diabetes.
This one does not have a bulb. Let's see. Wait, no, I can buy it. I can buy it used, very good condition, for $206 with the bulb.
Oh.
From Kentucky.
I wouldn't trust anything from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky woman.
Yeah. The other thing is, my mom and dad did have a movie projector, I know where it's at in their house, so I could also just see if it would work.
Well, shit, fuck, pussy, and a big old goddamn.
But now I don't feel we should talk about it because that is literally all I was going to say was that don't buy that machine. It sucks.
Okay. That was more of an inside
situation. No, I figured it could be tossed up there. But now that I've explained it right here on the pre-show, it's just bonus content for the level 13. Level 13, folks, if you ever decided level that you wanted 13. To transfer Super 8 or 8 millimeters, do not buy the Wolverine 8 millimeter movie transferring device.
Transsexual Transylvania. Level 13. Level 13. Your mama's sister's ass. Level 13. Okay, I got to turn off my original sound. There. It's off.
Oh, no, look
it's
at that. On. I know. Look at how much nicer that sounds.
Does it sound better to you?
Oh, God, yes. And when you listen to the pre-show,
yes,
remember this part. Remember this point. That, oh, you know,
when
that
I turned, when I switched the button.
To original sound.
To original sound.
And it'll sound like, oh, that sounds much better. Before I sounded like crap. Now I just sound marginally bad.
Do you remember when civil defense sirens would go off at 10 o'clock every Friday? You're young for that.
I'm too young for that. I do remember school buses and ambulances, though. We lived two blocks from a hospital and across the street from an elementary school. So every morning during school year, the school buses would start going past our house early in the morning. And other than that, in the evening time, we just ambulances and the Bayflight, helicopter. And usually it went in the sequence of events as a child went like this. Ring, 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 ring. And then dad would get up and leave the house and drive down to the hospital. So
good morning. Good morning.
I do remember. Well, I do remember that. I remember Captain Kangaroo.
That was actually Singing in the Rain, but that's okay. Yes, I remember Captain Kangaroo too. He was a huge part of my childhood. The first Friday or last Friday of every month at 10 a.m., they would ring or blow the civil defense sirens to test them. Mm-hmm. And even in my ute, as a very young person, I thought, what a great time to attack. 10 a.m. the last Friday. Man, and sorry, it's a test. No one's doing anything about it.
I don't know that we had them down here.
Maybe you didn't have the civil defense sirens.
Because we were not heavily populated back during, that time. This is...
Am I hearing a civil defense siren?
Well, it's a recording. I don't think they've started yet. I see them on a pole. Oh, there we go.
Yes, it's one a of, big...
One of them has a gong.
That's a church bell. That's not our country, honey. That's a foreigner nation. Them foreigner... That's foreigner
I did not
talk.
Type in... Ing, you know, American civil
that's
defense.
That's foreigner talk there. That ain't us.
Civil defense siren test.
Now, your red meat food group, you want to make sure you have 3 servings a day to satisfy this food group. Breakfast, you're going to have bacon, sausage, something of this nature. Lunch, a hamburger, pork sandwich, something like this. And then dinner.
There.
That's what they sounded like.
Okay, people, this may not be a drill. Single file, quickly. You assume the duck and cover position with your head down, no talking.
Did you notice what he said at the beginning of this? He was a teacher in front of a classroom. But,
yes, and I doubt that that's legit.
Let's listen to this again.
I now would say red meat, that's a reenactment.
You want to make sure you have 3
red
servings
meat.
A day.
Red meat, yes, 3 servings group. A day. You ready?
Day to satisfy this food group.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast, you're going to have bacon, sausage.
Bacon, not a red meat.
Sausage, something
not a, sausage, not a red meat.
Nature, lunch, a hamburger, pork.
Hamburger is a red meat.
Sandwich, something like this.
Pork sandwich is not a red meat. So out of the four things he named, only one of them was red meat.
That sounds like a reenactment.
It is from a movie.
Sort.
This is from the movie Matinee.
Oh, of course. I love that movie. Love, love, love that movie.
I used to go to the matinee.
John Candy. Not John Candy. Forgive me. John from John Goodman.
John
is in
Goodman.
Matinee. Yes. Yes. Not John Candy. Although Candy is a good man thing.
I used to go to the matinee movies in the summer. They would have that series in my hometown. And my mom would drop us off at the movie theater to see, you know, older matinee movies, like on a Saturday afternoon or whatever. It was to get the kids out of the house, right? And put them there. And they were like a quarter or something like that. And I remember I went one year and she dropped us off. We went in and the movie started playing and it was a rated PG movie. And I ran out of there screaming. And I had to go chase my mom down in the parking lot crying because it was a PG movie.
That's very sweet.
It was a PG movie and I'm not allowed to see those.
What a good kid.
Well, I mean, I was young. I was 6 or 7.
It's very sweet. It's a very sweet little story.
Why, thank you. Too bad I didn't make it to the show.
I know.
But it's here.
We do our best work here.
It's here in the pre-show.
We do our best work here.
Really, you think?
On the pre...
So you like the pre-shows better than the shows?
No. I am fond... Equally fond of both.
I love all my children.
All of them. Some I get along with better than others, but
Are we ready?
I'm going to start recording right now. I am now recording. This is the recording part. So when you hear this little Daniel, you'll know that I started recording so that we could start the program. And Excellent. It's me.
It is. It is you.
Yes.
I'm hearing myself echoing back slightly on your channel. But I mean, not echoing. I'm literally hearing myself come through your headphones.
You're bleeding.
But I mean, it's really soft. It's really soft. I'll live. I heard it last week too, but it was not on the recording. So it's not. It will not make it to the recording. It falls below negative 52 dB. So it gets dropped.
Okay.
Ready?
I am, darling.
Ready?
I am, dear.
I'm waiting for you to say you're ready. Ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three, four.